Morning. Today's Daf Menachos is Mem Ches. We are on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And we are a little more than halfway down the Amud. We're starting with the words this morning of Amar Rabbi. I'm sorry, Amar Rabbi Mine Rav Yirmiyah Mine Rav Zera. So about two-thirds of the way down the Daf. The first one in the line is Yisusav. And the Gemara is going to be asking a question. The Gemara is going to be continuing over the course of today's Daf over a sugya that really started, let's call it even 2 days ago. But we are speaking in great detail regarding the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. So there is a mitzvah in the Torah to bring an assortment of karbanos. You'll have to see two parashios in order to see the full the full complement of karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. You have to look at parashios Pinchas, and you also have to look at parashios Emor, where the Torah details and outlines exactly which karbanos are brought on the Yontif of Shavuos. As far as what we're focusing on only really one detail within those karbanos that are brought in, specifically the Shtei Alechem, the Kivsei Atzeres that are brought on Shavuos, that's found in Parshas Emor. So within Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us that we have to bring on Shavuos a most unusual type of karban. It's called the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is unusual for a number of reasons. One, which we're going to be discussing later in the Masechta, is that it comes from a mincha that's chametz. It's not matzah, but rather it's chametz. That we're going to discuss later in the Masechta. In number two, it's waved together with the Kivsei Atzeres. Kivsei Atzeres also are interesting. They're shlamim that are brought. They're shlamit zibor. They're shlamim that are brought from communal money. We don't have that elsewhere. We don't have any shlamim that's brought from communal money. Shlamim are always brought from the individual. Even on Pesach, where we refer to the carbon Pesach as a communal carbon, but really that's being paid for by each individual or by a group of individuals who are bringing their carbon Pesach. But as far as the shlamim of tzibur, of actual public money, so that's only the shlamim tzibur that are brought on Shavuos. So we take the kivsei atzeres, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos, and we weigh them together with the shtei halechem. We learned in yesterday's daf that the shtei halechem are going to be nitar. Actually, we learned this not only yesterday's daf, we also learned this on Mem Vav, and we also learned this on Mem Hei as well. Okay, we've been spending some time talking about this, that the Shtei Alechem are nitar, become permitted through the Kivsei Atzeres, meaning that you do the avoda on the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shechita Kabbalah Dam Holacha Zrika. So you do the avoda on the Kivsei Atzeres, and through the avoda, the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Alechem are going to be imbued with Kedusha. When we talk about Kedusha, like we discussed yesterday, we're talking about Kedusha Saguf. They're going to have intrinsic sanctity, non-redeemable carbon, but only after I shech the Kivsei Atzeres. Good. Yesterday's daf, we spent the entirety of yesterday on Mem Zayin discussing a machlokes between Rebbe versus Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. At what point exactly are the Shtei Alechem going to be imbued with this Kedusha Saguf? So it was the opinion of Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. I'm going out of order, but it's just going to be a little bit easier to present this way. According to the opinion, reverse the names. According to Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, that's better. So the halacha is that the Shtei Alechem are not imbued with the Kedusha Saguf until you do both Shechita and Zrika. Meaning, when you shecht and you sprinkle the blood of the Kivsei Atzeres, then and only then are the Shtei Alechem going to be imbued with Kedusha Seguf. Prior to that point in time, it's not going to be imbued with Kedusha Seguf, and we'll only have Kedusha's Dam. Masha'inkin, according to Rabbi, after the Shechita, Kadosh Veino Kadosh, that the Shtei Alechem are going to be imbued with mostly Kedusha Seguf. Now, that is a strange term, mostly Kedusha Saguf. Usually, it's either has Kedusha Saguf or it does not. Where do we stand in this middle ground right now between Shechita and Zrika, where it's Kadosh Veinu Kadosh? So if you go back to yesterday's daf and your review, so Machlokas Amarayim between Abai and Rava, and exactly the parameters of what that means. But for our purposes right now, both as a review and as a prep for today's daf, we just need to remember that according to Rabbi, after Shechita, so the Shtei Alechem are imbued with Kedusha Saguf, or at least mostly Kedusha Saguf. So it's a funny term, but it works in terms of a review. We're going to come back to that Machlokas just in a little bit from now. But in the meantime, however, let's pick it up where we left off yesterday, where the Gemara asked the following question. So Amar Rav, Bamine Rav Yirmi, Amar Rav Zera, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshechta Lishman. So let's say you have the Kivsei Atzeres and you shechta Lishman. So far, Shechita, check. You did it correctly. And then Vavad Alechem. Now you lost the Shtei Alechem. Now we already learned together that the Shtei Alechem and the Kivsei Atzeres are a package deal. And especially after Shechita, meaning once you shecht the Kivsei Atzeres, so now the term the Gemara used earlier was that they're Mezukak Zelazeh. So now it's a package deal. And the Shtei Alechem now you lost. So we're in a little bit of a predicament, because without the Shtei Alechem, now the Kifsei Atzeres simply don't work. So what do we do? It's a tough question. If we were to just simply thunder forward and just do the Zrikas Adam of the Kifsei Atzeres and we would do that correctly, so now we kind of lost everything. Not kind of. We did. Meaning because the Shtei Alechem was lost, okay, so I don't know where they are. And as far as the Kifsei Atzeres are concerned, well, if I go ahead and finish the Zrika with a Lishma, meaning correctly, so then what I'm going to have now is I'm going to have the Kifsei Atzeres, but I don't have the Shtei Alechem. And again, now it's a package deal. I either have both or I have neither. So the Gemara over here comes up with a really interesting suggestion, and that is, Maushi Yizrok Damam Shol Lishmam Lahatir Basar Ba'achila. Now, so the Gemara says, so why don't we do the following? Why don't we do the Zrikas Adam of the Kifsei Atzeres, and now let's do a Shlo Lishma. Now, generally speaking, of course, you would never entertain such an idea of, hey, let's sprinkle the blood of any particular carbon, and let's do a Shlo Lishma. Now, since the beginning of Zvachim, and I mean that literally, from day one, so we learned together that Shlo Lishma at times disconnects the owner from the carbon, and at times actually disqualifies the carbon. And it goes without saying that not only is it not recommended, you shouldn't do it. So over here, where the Gemara over here is entertaining and suggesting the idea that we should do the Zrika Shaloshman, so yes, in other words, that's absolutely correct. The Gemara is entertaining it here, but here in this particular scenario, where if we were to do a Lishma, so then we would lose the Kifsei Atzeres. Now doing a Shaloshma may actually save the Kifsei Atzeres. So Amar Leih, so his response to that is Yesh Lecha Davar She'eino Kasher Lishma V'Kasher Shelo Lishma. So the Gemara says, okay, but what kind of position are we in right now? Where, let me think this through. If I shechta Lishma, that's no good. And if I shechta Shelo Lishma, that would be good. So in other words, is that even a position that we can even entertain? The Gemara says V'Lov. The Gemara says, what do you mean? That would be fine. Okay, let's go back to a discussion we had a long time ago, towards the beginning of Zvachim, and that was, what about the Karban Pesach before midday? Now, we know the time to shech the Karban Pesach is after midday. Good. La'achar chatzos. And it gets a little bit more detailed than that, but for our purposes right now, let's just take Erev Pesach and let's just divide the day in half. Afternoon, literally, afternoon. So then, again, it gets a little bit more detailed, but for our purposes. So afternoon, that's the Zman Shechita. Before noon, not the Zman Shechita. So the Gemara says, V'arei Pesach Kodem Chatzos, Eino Kasher Lishma, where if I were to take the Pesach, Karben Pesach before Chatzos, and it's Eino Kasher Lishma, if I shechta L'shem Karben Pesach, well, that's terrible, meaning it's a postal. It disqualifies. V'kasher shelo lishma. So, and meanwhile, if you shechta shelo lishma, so that would be great. Because remember, a Karban Pesach shechted when it's not Erev Pesach, it's just simply a shlamim. So here, your suggestion earlier, is it precedented? Where if I did something shelo lishma, that's okay, and if I did something lishma, it's not okay? And the Gemara's answer is, sure, it's precedented. We have it by Karban Pesach. So hachi kamina. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood my question. Yesh lecha davar shenira lishmo, v'nidchem lishmo, v'eino kasher lishmo, v'kasher shelo lishmo. So the Gemara says, okay, but let me crystallize my point. Do we have something that would have been appropriate had you shechta lishmo? Meaning, it came for a particular purpose. Good. And now, for whatever reason, you can't bring it for that purpose. And now you can bring it shelo lishmo. So the Gemara says, v'lo. The Gemara says, also, that doesn't bother me as well. So the Gemara says, let's just go right back to our Karban Pesach example. And now let's not talk about the 14th of Nisan before noon, but let's just simply talk about after the 14th. You shech the Karban Pesach after the 14th, and you do a Shelo Lishmo, check. You do a Lishmo, it's no good. And it fits exactly what we just described. We are looking at something where at one point, it could have been brought as a Karban Pesach, but that was the afternoon of the 14th. Now it's after the afternoon of the 14th, and now you can't bring it as a Karban Pesach. Good. So here you shechta shelo lishmo, where it's fine, and lishmo, it's not going to be fine. Hachi kamina. So the Gemara says, okay. Yeah, right? It's such a great game of chess. The Gemara says, no, but you misunderstood it. You misunderstood my point. Yesh lecha davar shenira lishmo, v'nishcha lishmo, v'nidche milishmo, Ve'enu kasha l'shma, v'kasha l'shalashma. So the Gemara says, okay, but again, let's try to crystallize my point. My point is that at one point in time, it was fit to be brought for a particular reason, and you could have shechted it for that reason, and meanwhile, now that gets pushed off, and now shalashma is fine and l'shma is not fine. V'lo v'arei toda. So the Gemara says, okay, well, what about a carbon toda? Carbon toda, where it was fit to be brought as a carbon toda, you could have shechted it as a carbon toda, and meanwhile, a carbon toda can easily be converted into a regular shlamim. So the Gemara says, and we've heard this part, Gemara make the point, in fact, we heard this just a short couple of days ago, shani toda, the rechman akar your shlamim. The Gemara says, no, leave toda out of the discussion because carbon toda is really fundamentally a shlamim. So the idea that a toda can just simply be converted to a shlamim, that's not a big deal. Okay, so basically, question on the table: if let's say I have the kifsei atzeres on Shavuos, and I have the shtei alechem, and you shechted the kifsei atzeres in conjunction with the shtei alechem, and now after that I lost the shtei alechem, so can we now just to save the kifsei atzeres? Can you shecht the kifsei atzeres shlo l'shmo? Question, and the answer is I'm not sure. Meaning it would be a little bit strange where there's a scenario in which we are basically mandating somebody to shech something, shelo lishmo. Tana Rabban. Okay, the Gemara now starts a discussion that will take us through half of today's daf. Shecha shnei kvasim al arba chalos. Okay, now the Torah is very clear about the numbers of karbanos that are brought in Shavuos, and again, we're just really focusing on the kifsei atzeres, the two shal mitzibah that are offered in Shavuos, and the shtei alechem. And the number is two. Two lambs, two loaves of bread. It's really simple. It's pretty straightforward. I made this point before, by the way. I'd like to know more about the mazalos. I'm encouraging myself to learn more about the mazalos. But you know, each month has a mazal. And the mazal of Sivan, I made this point before. And the mazal of Sivan is Tomim. Okay. In other words, I'm talking astrology, but I'm not talking astrology, meaning you know, the words. But the idea that that every month has with it a certain astrological sign, meaning, significance, that's us. That's not, I know it doesn't sound like Yiddishkeit. No, it is us. And I mean, from an astronomy standpoint, by the way, it just simply depends. It's just simply a function of where the sun presents itself within the constellation. But okay, just making one singular point that I made before. The month of Sivan is the sign, the astrological sign for the month of Sivan is Ta'omim, twins. I forgot the English term. Gemini? Is that right? Is that accurate? Okay, could be. Anyway, so but so that means that the theme of Sivan is two. And if you think about it, Shavuos, like all you do is you just find two after two after two in Shavuos. Shtei Alechem, the Kifsei Atzeres, which is two, the Shtei Luchos Abris, etc., etc. Okay, so thematically, the idea that Shavuos falls in the month of Sivan, that's just great. Anyway, what happened over here in this scenario and what we're going to be discussing extensively today is as follows. So let's say the two kvasim were brought and the Kohanim that year decide to bring four chalos. Now, I don't know who's running the ship over there. It's not a very tight ship being run in the Beis HaMikdash if instead of two chalos, they bring four chalos in that particular year. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose over here is to uncover the halachic basis of what do you do under these circumstances. So, shachar shnei kvasim al arba chalos. So, what do you do? So, moshech shtayim mehem. So, what you do is of the four chalos, so you take two of the four. And umei nifan, and you do the tenufa together with the kifsei atzeres. Vashar nechalos bepidjan, and the other two you're going to be eating while redeemed. Meaning, how many of those chalos are going to be imbued with kedusha seguf? The answer is really simple: two, because the mitzvah in the Torah is shtei alechem. So, in the circumstance where four are brought for whatever reason, right? It's an egregious error to say the least. But if four were brought, so all is not lost. You simply take two of the four, you wave it together with the kifsei atzeres, and the other two you redeem. Because the kifsei atzeres are going to be imbuing two of them with kedusha seguf, but only two of them. So that means to say that the other two you're simply going to redeem. Now, amru rabbanan, kamei de rav chista, hadalo karebi. And now we're going to bring back yesterday's machlokas into today's daf. This is not going like the position of Rebbe. So again, let's all recall. Yesterday we learned a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. If you shecht your kivsei atzeres, does that immediately imbue kedushas haguf into the kivs, into the shtei alechem? Rebbe says mostly. And I know it's a funny term, but that's what we learned yesterday. Kadosh veinu kadosh. And Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, it's not imbued with kedushas haguf until you do zrikas adam. Good. So now let's think about what our dilemma. Our dilemma is that for whatever reason they decided that year to bring four chalos, not two chalos. So Amru Rabbanan Kamei D'Rav Chista Hadlo K'Rebbe. So it can't be, this whole discussion can't be going like Rebbe. Why? Because the Gemara says, could consider the following. The Rebbe came to Amr Shechita Mekacha. Because remember, according to Rebbe now, the Shechita of the Kivset Tzerech is going to now imbue Kedusha Saguf. Now again, I keep adding the word mostly, but for our purposes right now, we don't even have to say mostly. It imbues Kedusha Saguf into the Shtei Alechem. So Shechita Mekarasha. So the parglu eicha, so the Gemara says, so when exactly are you going to be able to redeem the other two? E de parglu me'avrai, the Gemara says, what can you do? Can you take them out? You can't take any of the four out. Kevin dechsiv lefnei Hashem, if so luhu biyotze. Because if after shchita you were to take two of them out, so then it becomes disqualified through the psul of yotze. Now the psul of yotze only affects anything which has kedusha seguf. But according to Rabbi, it does have kedusha seguf. So you can't take it out of the Azara. And ega gavai, and the Gemara says, now what are you going to do? So you're gonna keep it inside. So the Gemara says that's a violation of chulin ba'azara. Right now, the Gemara is thinking that even if I don't introduce chulin into the azara, but still creating a situation in which you're going to have chulin in the azara, so that's a violation. So the Gemara says, "Amalu Rav Chista Lolam Karebi." So the Gemara says, "No, really, we're holding like Rebbe." Uparklu Gavai. And so the Gemara says, "And you're going to do the redemption while it's still in the Azara." V'chulam imela ka'avyan. Now, as far as chulam ba'azara is concerned, you misunderstood. The issue of chulam ba'azara is bringing chulin into the Azara. Over here, you didn't bring chulin into the Azara. They're already there. Already there and creating a situation where now you have chulin in the Azara, that's not a problem. That's not an issue. Okay. So, what do we have over here? The following discussion. The Kohanim that year brought the Kivsei Atzeres, they brought four loaves, not two loaves. So what do you do? So the solution of the Braisa is, take two of the four, wave them together with the Kivsei Atzeres, and then what you're going to do is, all four are going to be eaten by the Kohanim, two as the Shtei Alechem, and two of them are going to be eaten after they were redeemed. Good. So the Gemara says, now we do have another brisa, and this brisa says that when you redeem, you take him outside. So the Gemara says, Havada Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Hi. So the Gemara says, that brisa you just quoted, that's inescapable. That clearly is going like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, meaning that the loaves are not mekudeshes, they're not sanctified until Shechita and Zrika. So that means to say that up until the point of Zrika, it has no kedushas haguf whatsoever, and therefore it can be taken outside. The Gemara says, "The Rebbe have still lubiyotze," because if that rice were holding like Rebbe, it would in fact be disqualified through the psul of yotze. Okay, Amalei Ravacha Brei Derav LeRavashi Lema Tavit Yufta Derav Yochanan Miha. So the Gemara says, "Well, now let's everything we just learned together." Let's take everything we just learned, and the Gemara says, and I think it's challenging on the position of Rav Yochanan. Now, what did we just all learn together? You brought Kivsei Atzeres. Instead of two loaves, you brought four loaves. And basically, what we just all learned together, it's a salvageable situation. All is not lost. Okay? So the Gemara says, well, let's consider the following. Ditmar. Todah Sheshach Vashmonim Chalos. Let's say you took the carbon Todah and the carbon Todah, which normally has 40 loaves of bread connected with it, so you did 80, two times more than what was necessary. Chizki Amar Kachu Arba Mitoch Shmonim. So Chizki is of the opinion, okay, no problem at all. Meaning of those 80 loaves, 40 of them are in fact have Kedusha. Now what exactly do you do according to Chizki? So we'll discuss another time, not today. But in other words, but 40 of the 80 have Kedusha. And Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Kichu Arba Mitoch Shmonim. And Rav Yochanan says, no, all is lost. Meaning because the Torah prescribes 40, and you brought 80, so that's not the right number. And so therefore, it's an unsalvageable situation. So the Gemara says, we have now a problem. Because we learned that in a really similar scenario where you brought the Kifsei Yetzeres, instead of bringing two loaves, the Kohanim brought four loaves, so we just all learned together, salvageable. And meanwhile, in this case of a really similar scenario, where you have the Karban Todah, the Torah says bring 40, and you brought 80, so according to Rav Yochanan, unsalvageable. And that now is what's called difficult. That's difficult for Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even in that machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Chizkiah, that's only talking about where the person made an attempt to sanctify all 80. Under those circumstances, now we have a machlokes between Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan. But everybody agrees that if from the original standpoint, he brought 80. Now, he brought 80, that's a lot extra. But he knew from the very beginning that he only needed 40. And he made the statement that 40 of these 80 have Kedusha. Under those circumstances, we're all in agreement that that would be okay. That's a salvageable situation. That's similar to our discussion. So the Gemara says, so it's not a problem on Rav Yochanan. Fine.
What about Tosif in this
situation? Right. In other words, correct. And that's Chizkiah's point. He brought 80 because he wanted to bring more. So Chizkiah says, good. So not only is it Baal Tosif, but in other words, the Torah didn't say 80, the Torah said 40. So it's an unsalvageable situation. Now, I'm sorry, that was according to Rav Yochanan, right? Just everything I said good except just not Chizkiah, Rav Yochanan. That's according to Rav Yochanan. Chizkiah says it's salvageable, and how is that so? And again, we'll save that for another occasion in terms of how to understand the opinion of Chizkiah. But the Gemara is basically saying, but don't relate that to our discussion, because in our discussion, you knew from the beginning you only need two, and so therefore, even though you set aside four, you only wanted two of the four to have the Kedusha Sagof. Good. Tani Rav Chanina Tirsa Kamed Rav Yochanan. So the following Braisa was taught in front of Rav Yochanan. Shachar Arba Kvasim Al Beis Chalos. Okay, so now in this particular Braisa, so here, it's a similar situation, but we're going to reverse our numbers. You brought, the Kohanim brought two more lambs than necessary. Again, on Shavuos, the Torah couldn't be any clearer. The Torah says that on Shavuos you bring two kvasim and shtei chalos, and two loaves. And so the Kohanim that year brought four kvasim. Okay, now again, who's minding the shop over there? Like, what's going on with that group of Kohanim? Okay, it's a egregious error. But we're beyond that point in time now, and we're just discussing what the solution would be. Okay, so Shachar Arba Kvasim Al Beis Chalos Moshech Shnai Mehem Bezorek Damam Shaloshman. So the Gemara says, so what you're going to do, what like we described earlier, is you're going to take two of those lambs, you're going to weigh them in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem. But again, of those four lambs, which one have the Kedushas of the Kivsei Atzeres, and which one are non-Kivsei Atzeres? So what you're going to do is as follows. What you'll do is two of them you'll shecht Lishman, and two of them you'll shecht Shelo Lishman. Okay, why? Shimata Omer Kach Ifsarata Sachronim. Because otherwise, we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose everything. Well, now, when I say everything over here, so Rashi does offer two pshatim. I'm going to focus on Rashi's second pshat. You can find me in Rashi in the narrow lines, like about five lines before the lines start widening. Rashi writes, Lishna Achrina, Shimata Omer Kain, Ella Arba Asan Lishman. Let's say you were to take all four lambs and shecht them, Lishem Shavuos. So what's going to happen now is that lamb number 3 and 4, if you were to sprinkle the blood with the machshava of lishman, meaning shavuos, well, it's not, it is shavuos, but lambs 3 and 4 are not for shavuos because the Torah only says to bring two. And you're going to lose those two, and we want to salvage lamb 3 and lamb number 4. So what do you do? So Amar lo Rav Yochanan, I'm sorry, so the Braisa already said what to do. So the Braisa says that what you're going to do is that you're going to, when you shecht and sprinkle the blood of lamb number 3 and 4, you'll do so shelo lishman. So Amar lo Rav Yochanan, v'chi Amar lo la'adam amod b'chatei b'shul shetizke. So the Gemara says, now Rav Yochanan says, really? I mean, now mind you, by the way, that Rav Yochanan's question is not so much on the, well, it could be on the person quoting the Braisa, but it's really a Braisa. Meaning the Braisa told us that what we should do is we should check the third and fourth lamb, and we should do so shloshma. What Rav Yochanan is trying to wrap his head around is, wait one second, shechting an animal shloshma is wrong. It's incorrect. Now, I can't point to any particular pasuk in the Torah and say, that's the iser. But it's certainly usher, meaning the Torah does not want a shechting karbanos shelo lishma. Remember, like we said in the beginning of Shir today, under some circumstances it disconnects it from the owner, under other circumstances it's a poso legamre. But certainly the Torah doesn't want to do so. So Rav Yochanan says, so that we could salvage the karbanos, we're really endorsing the position over here of shechting shelo lishma. Vatanan, the Gemara says, what about the following Mishnah? So if I have limbs of a carbon chatas, I get mixed in with the limbs of a carbon ola. And this is a real dilemma. Because what should I be doing with the limbs of a carbon ola? Sending it on the Mizbech and burning on the Mizbech. What should I do with the limbs of of the carbon chatas? Not putting it on the Mizbech, but rather giving it to the Kohanim. But all these limbs got mixed up together, and I don't know which limbs belong to which carbon. So Rabbi Eliezer Amar Yidna Lamala V'Roan Yisabasar Chatzos Amala Kilu, he ate him. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has this really interesting idea of Roan, which we already discussed extensively back in Zvachim, which is that what we can do is that we can take the limbs of the carbon Chatzos and view them as just simply fuel on the fire on the Mizbech and take it all up on top of the Mizbech. Good. Right now we're not focusing on Rabbi Eliezer. Let's take a look at the Shita of the Chacham. The Chachamim Omrim, to Bar Tzurah, some Yatzel Beis HaSreifa. So the Chachamim say, disposal. We're going to have to dispose of all these limbs because what are we going to do? We can't take them and put them up on the Mizbech because some of the limbs are Chatas. And we know this is a bona fide Isser in the Torah where you can't take the limbs of a carbon Chatas and put them on the Mizbech. Only the Imurim, only the Dam, not the Evarim of a Chatas. That's an Isser in the Torah. So over here the Chachamim says, so therefore, disposal. Allow them to sit overnight for them to dry up. Literally the words to Bartzirasa means basically become deformed, but dry up, become disqualified through the psul of Nosar, and then burn them tomorrow, meaning burn them not on the Mizbeach. Disposal. So the Gemara says, so here, so what's the problem? Meaning, why not suggest what we suggested just a moment ago? Meaning, let's do the Avera, but do the Avera so that we can help out the other carbon. I have two carbons that got mixed up together, the Evari Chatas and the Evari Ola. So I know I can't put up the Evari Chatas on the Mizbeach. But in this case, let's do it so that the Ola is offered correctly. So do a little Avera with the limbs of the Chatas in order to help and facilitate the limbs of an Ola. So the Gemara says, Amor b'chata b'chatas b'shul shetizke b'chatas amrinan. Amor b'chata b'chatas b'shul shetizke b'ola lo amrinan. To which the Gemara says, no, even in our discussion, it's an interesting discussion, by the way, but not a lot of general application. This idea by a carbon, I can do a small avera in order to facilitate and help. That's only internally. That's only when I'm trying to fix this particular carbon. I can't violate any avera regarding one carbon in order to help another carbon. And by the way, this idea of doing a chait in order so that I can gain, when I say gain, by the way, I don't mean personal gain. I mean gain in terms of a mitzvah. This is really all limited to karbanos. And even in karbanos now, we are saying that it's only limited when I'm able to help this particular karban. So the Gemara says, uvechana milsam yamar v'atanya. So the Gemara says, okay, but let's take the following brisa under consideration. The lambs of Shavuos that were shechted, either shelo lishman, or they were shechted before or after Shavuos. So, Hadam Yizarek. So what do you do with the blood? So the blood you're going to sprinkle. V'abasa yochal. So, and as far as the meat is concerned, you're going to eat it. Meaning, basically, it's now a standard shlomim. That's fine. Now, v'imaisa Shabbos. Now, let's say this were on Shabbos. Now, Rashi over here writes that we're talking on the case of shelo lishma. So now, let's say it was Shabbos. So lo yizrok. So let's say shecht is shelo lishma. So in other words, it's no longer going to be able to work as your kifse atzeres. So now what are you going to do on Shabbos? You should not do zrika. V'im zara kurtza lahakti remorim la'erev. Now, but if you do zrika, so then tonight, not on Shabbos itself, but tonight, you'll simply burn the imorim on the mizbech. So, over here, it was shachta shalol lishma, this kifsei atzeres, on Shabbos. And now, right, we're talking about a year in which Shavuos falls down on Shabbos. So it was shachta shalol lishma. And now, so let's at least do the zrika on the mizbeach, to which the Gemara says, no, we're not going to be able to do so because of Shabbos. Now, admittedly, it's a little bit challenging over here. We're talking about zrikas adam. What violation of Shabbos is it to be zorik dam on Shabbos? In other words, we're poshchita. So we're just talking about zrikas adam. So what exactly is a chil Shabbos? Not totally clear. But for our purposes right now, we could say simply, I'm no longer offering it as kifsei atzeres. If we were offering it as kifsei atzeres, that you could violate Shabbos for that. But it's no longer kifsei atzeres since the shechita was done shalol lishman. So now to sprinkle on the mizbech, we can't do because it's Shabbos. So now, so the Gemara says, okay, but why not? Meaning, let's sprinkle it on the mizbech on Shabbos, and even though it's an iser, admittedly, I can't identify exactly what the iser is, but it doesn't matter. For our purposes right now, we're calling it an iser. So let's do a little bit of iser so that we can salvage the carbon. So Amor v'chata b'Shabbos kedei shetizkeh b'Shabbos aminan. Amor v'chata b'Shabbos kedei shetizkeh b'chol lo aminan. So the Gemara says, but over here also, we can't do it. Why? Because even if we were to sprinkle the blood on Shabbos, you can't eat then the carbon on Shabbos. We're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. And Tosfos says, what about eating it raw? Tosfos says, we're not going to be eating it raw. So in other words, we're going to be violating Shabbos, but only so that we can salvage the carbon after Shabbos. No. The Gemara says, well, why don't we take the following case under consideration? I have a barrel of truma that broke in a gas, our vat that we talked about extensively back in Avodah Zarah. Remember back in Avodah Zarah, the fourth and fifth prakim of Avodah Zarah, we talked in detail regarding this gas and how it used it for wine production. Anyway, there was a barrel right over the vat. And the barrel broke, and the barrel had truma in it. So, begas al yona, in the upper vat, uve tachtona chulun tamein. Now, it happens to me that if the wine were just simply to fall from the upper vat to the lower vat, which is going to happen, it's this thing called gravity. So the wine's going to go down into the lower vat, but in this particular scenario, what we have in the lower vat is chulun tamein. And when that wine does hit that lower, when it goes down to the lower vat and hits the chulun tamein, that wine is going to become Truma Temeya. And that's terrible. There's nothing that we could do with Truma Temeya. Meaning if it were oil, so you could use it, you could burn it for illumination. But over here it's wine, there's nothing you could do. So Moda Rabbi Eliezer Vir Rabbi Yoshua, now they agree, meaning there was some area in Halacha where they disagreed. We're not going to go through that right now. But here where they agree, Shimeachal Hatzel Mimena Revias Betar Yatzel. So if you could salvage some of it in Tahara, so then do so. The Imlav, otherwise Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Tereid, Vititameh, V'al Yitamenu Biyad. So let it passively go down into the lower vat, and let it become Tameh, and don't be Mitameh Biyad. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Af Yitamenu Biyad. And Rabbi Yoshua says that no, you can even be Mitameh it with your hands. Meaning that what you could do is that you can even take a tummy keli. Obviously, you have no other keli. If you had any other keli, of course, you would have used another keli. You can even take a tummy keli in order to be able to collect and receive it. Why would you want to do that? Because you don't want it to go down into the lower vat. If it goes down into the lower vat, we lost everything. The truman now becomes truma tameya. The chulin in the lower vat, even though it was already tummy, but so what? Chulin that's tummy is not a big deal. But if I would have allowed that truma to go down into the lower vat, we would have lost everything. So according to the opinion of Rav Yoshua, even if it means that I'm actively going to be metame the wine that's heading into the lower vat, that's okay because I save the chulin. Now over here, we are being metame truma, biyadaim, according to Rav Yoshua, which again is an iser in the Torah, bona fide. It's an iser in the Torah. I say bona fide, by the way, meaning there's a pasuk you can point to. So so being metame truma biyadaim, and I'm doing so that I can salvage. And here, just if we right to keep our head above water, we're not even talking about karbanos over here. We're talking about truma. And we're not even talking about saving the truma. We're talking about saving the chulin in the lower vat. And meanwhile, I could do all this, even though it means that the expense of, I'm going to be violating this or of, being metami truma biyadayim. So shani asam delatuma ka'azla. So the Gemara says, okay, but over here, I'll tell you what. Over here, let's consider the circumstance. The barrel broke. It's heading down anyway. So it's going into the lower vat. So if it's already going into the lower vat, so it's going to become tummy. You don't have to be, we don't have to be any kind of wise individual. We don't have to be Nostradamus. We know it's going to become tummy anyway. So if it's going to become tummy anyway, so Rav Yehoshua says, so we haven't really lost, although there is significant difference between something actively becoming tummy versus passive. And that is obviously the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. But anyway, but Rabbi Yehoshua is telling you it's going to become tummy anyway. So if it's going to become tummy anyway, so over here, better than to take a tummy keli, collect it in the tummy keli, even though you're actively being metame it, rather than lose out all the wine in the bottom of the vat. Okay, we're going to pause over here. Let's quickly recap. In the course of today's daf, a number of discussions today of what happens if the Kohanim brought additional either lechem or additional kivsei atzeres, what to be done under those circumstances, how to salvage that situation. And then the Gemara went on to a discussion of, are we ever in a position where we could do something that's incorrect, meaning against the Torah, but in order to remedy another aspect? It's not as general a discussion as in other words, the Gemara could be quoted totally out of context. Meaning it's not really a general discussion. It's a really limited and localized discussion of karbanos. Meaning within the world of karban, can I violate one avera in order to salvage and save a karban? And basically the answer is yes, but a lot of provisos. I can only do so if I'm salvaging this karban. Meaning I can't do it to salvage another karban. I can only do it if the karban is going to be salvaged today, but not on another day. So in other words, so basically yes, the answer is that a small avera can be done with a karban in order to salvage it, but only with really limited application of that rule.
Is there a special dispensation for